Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sam Harshaney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball four. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gallagher moves to third. Harshaney moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harshaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer spins and fires to second, with Christman covering, and Chapman is picked off. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hefner tags and scores. Sullivan tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harshaney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Christman steals second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Lobbs moves to third. Clift moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. Lobbs scores. Clift moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harshaney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Sullivan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. Siebert moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Siebert. Chapman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Buck Ross. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Lodigiani moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harshaney bunts towards the mound. Dean juggles the ball. That's an error on Dean. Clift moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift scores. Gallagher moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Christman steals second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Christman scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobs. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Lodigiani scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Harshaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harshaney takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christman bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Harshaney moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Moses chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Latigiani. Latigiani fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Latigiani. Harshaney scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Hefner moves to third. It's 9-3, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Latigiani misplays the ball. That's an error on Latigiani. Hefner scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Hayes to Latigiani and they have McQuinn trapped. The throw over to Siebert, who applies the tag for the out. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harshaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Latigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Miles pinch hits for George Caster. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles moves to third. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Al Brancato. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.